Welcome back again to our Through the Bible devotional. And today we are going to see the first marriage. You know, in a Time magazine article, out of 200 human societies, the person who wrote this, Professor Murdoch, he studied 75% permit sexual experimentation before marriage. And Professor Murdoch told the 37th annual meeting of the American Social Hygiene Association in Manhattan, the teenage sexual activity and pregnancy have increased 400%. Today, men and living, they are living together and they want to experiment before they get married. My friends, this is not Christianity. This is against God's authority. This is against God's word. This is challenging God. This is totally against the word of God, and this is sexual immorality. The New Testament says sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom of God, and their place is the lake of fire. And today we see that our homes are attacked, especially there is, you know, the marriage. Husband and wife, they're married together. There is an attack on marriage. We are going to see this later as we go through the Bible more. And so first, let us see the first marriage. You know, marriage was instituted by God. So Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 says, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmate for him." Then God named all the animals, and there was no animal that was suitable for him. So God caused Adam to a deep sleep. And here we see God, he did the first surgery on Adam as he took a bone out of his body and created a woman. And what was the reaction of Adam? Verse 23 says, Adam said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." There was only Adam. And when God created, God took a bone and created another person, now there are two, Adam and Eve. Then through marriage, they became one again. In Mark chapter 10 verse 7 says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. They shall be one flesh. So there'll be then not two, but one flesh. And here we see the first surgery, the Creator God is the surgeon. In this surgery, there was nothing wrong with Adam. Adam was not sick. He was not, he didn't have any pain or sickness or defect upon him. But there was something wrong. He didn't have a helpmate. The animals could not satisfy him. And animals are nice. He probably would love them. But animal cannot be a helpmate for him. So this surgery produced a spectacular miracle where God, out of Adam, out of his bone, he created a woman. God caused Adam to a deep sleep without any pain. God took a rib out of Adam and he created the woman. And that the woman was made of a rib out of his side, not taken out of his head to rule over him, nor it was taken out of his feet to be trampled upon him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near his heart to be beloved. Adam lost a rib without even a scar. He lost a rib, but he profited a woman. When Adam saw the woman, he was so excited as he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Therefore shall man leave his father and mother, shall cleave unto his wife. They shall be one flesh." The word cleave, it means that they are kind of like glued together. It is important for the husband and wife to be together as one family. Leaving their parents, it is important that they will be making new decisions now. Not controlled by the in-laws and grandparents, or they need to be one unit. Otherwise, there's always going to be family problems. The husband is the head of the house, and the wife becomes his helpmate. So, the husband, just because husband is the head, he's not going to rule over her. He's supposed to love her. And the wife is supposed to be respecting the husband. And so if there's, they should be together in one unity. So marriage is between man and woman, not man and man, not woman and woman. What is happening today with homosexuality and lesbianism, that is totally against the word of God. That is really challenging God's authority, challenging God's word, and that is an abomination before God. Anything against God's commandment is a terrible sin against the Creator and the Lawgiver. No human race could not exist without a woman. Out of her will come children, grandchildren, societies, and nations. Adam was first formed, then Eve, 1 Timothy 2:13. She was made of the man and for the man. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 8 and 9. So the wife should honor and respect her husband. Man was the last of God's creation, and the best of all the creation. Now Eve, the woman, was created out of Adam. And sex is distinguished and it is honorable only between husband and wife. The woman is a crown to her husband. She becomes the crown of the visible creation of man. The wife must respect the husband, and the husband must love the wife as Christ loved the church. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled, but warmongers and adulterers God will judge." So God instituted marriage in the Garden of Eden. Marriage is a creation. Marriage is a creation ordinance given by God, and it's practiced by all mankind. So if you are going, according to what God prescribed, and if you are, living in sin, not getting married, but living together, you are living in sin. So marriage is a holy covenant in the very presence of God. It's a holy covenant. Remember when man and woman, they come and they agree in their wedding day, as the man will take the bride to be his wife, and says to live her within holy marriage according to scriptures, and says to love her, to cherish her, to comfort her, to honor her, to provide for her, to keep her in sickness and in health, forsaking all others, is going to be a faithful husband for her until parted by death. This is a vow. This is a contract you take. and the woman will take a husband and says that as a wedded husband to live with him in holy marriage according to the scriptures, to love him, to cherish him, to comfort him, to honor him, to obey him, to keep him in sickness, in health, and forsaking all others, to be a faithful wife to him until parted by death. And that's how the marriage should be. Divorce is not a commandment, but only an option. If the woman or the husband goes to another man or another woman and commits adultery, and we had to give forgiveness, in a sense, wait and pray that person will come back. If that person doesn't want to come back, continually living in adultery, then there's an option for divorce. Or if the husband or wife dies, then there's an option for divorce and remarriage. My brothers and sisters, those who are married, and I pray that that you will love your wife, wives love your husbands, and be together, pray together, and husbands give a devotional to your wife, and you need to make your wife strong in the word, so that you'll be in one unit, you'll be thinking in the same ways, and that you'll be most importantly that you love the Lord and be obedient to God. And I pray that this devotional will be a blessing to your soul. Amen.